You're listening to Jai Long, and this is Make Your Break. Hey, welcome back to the show. Today, I'm talking about client experience. I'm not sure if you really have thought about client experience in your business as of yet, but if you do have a business, whether that's a service-based or a brick and mortar or even products or even digital products, if you've got a business and you sell something to somebody, then there is an experience, whether you know it or not, or whether you like it or not. So in my experience, it's really, really important to control the experience that our clients have with us when they are making that buying decision, when they're purchasing, when they're experiencing the actual product or the service that you put out to the world. So I'm really excited to dive in today. I've got some really cool insights that you probably have never heard anywhere else before. And if you're at the stage in your business where you feel like your client experience could have a little makeover, then today's episode is really going to help you. Now, before we get into the episode, I just want to bring your attention to I'm launching my brand new course called Course Launcher. So it's for entrepreneurs. If you got some sort of success in your life and you're out there and you're like, man, I'd love to share this with somebody. I'd love to create my own course. I'd love to launch a workshop or a retreat or anything else. Then this is really going to help you get through a successful launch from idea all the way through to the post-launch when you're tracking your numbers and seeing what you can do for the next time. Now, if you know me, I actually announced this program in 2020 back then. But since then, I have been working on so many other programs. I've been talking at conferences. I've been hosting workshops. Like, I've been doing so much. So finally, at the very end of 2023, 3 years later, I'm finally here and releasing it. So we spent the last 3 months recording all the content, editing, creating, writing, scripting, and everything else. And I'm really proud of it. I'm really excited for it. And I can't wait to show you everything. So if you do want to join that webinar, hey, head over down below. You're going to see a link and it's just at my website, jailong.co. Say that one more, jailong.co, J-A-I-L-O-N-G.co. Make sure you register. I don't want you to miss out. We're going to give away some prizes. I'll be there live. You can ask questions. It's always a good time. I love it when the community gets together. Hustlers and entrepreneurs and movers and shakers just like yourself out there making something of themselves. So yeah, it's going to be a good time. So let's get into today's episode. Let's start with why client experience. Why is it important? First, before I start with that, I just want to say, where are you in your business? I want to ask you, where are you at in your business right now? Because a client experience is not always important to work on. It kind of depends on where you're at with your business. An example of this is if you have no clients, it doesn't matter how good your client experience is because it's not going to be met with anybody. One of the things that you need to work on if you've got no clients is you need to work only on marketing and sales. That's the only thing I'll be working on at the stage of life of where you're at, and the stage of business of where you're at. So that's really important because I don't want you to listen to this episode right now and you've got no clients and you've got no money and you're thinking, okay, so client experience is what I need to work on. You don't. You need to get out there and hustle. You need to get some more leads. You need to make some more phone calls. You need to send some more cold DMs. You need to make some more content. You need to get your name and brand out there in the world so people know who you are so then they can experience your client experience. Really important. So why client experience? Well, number one, client experience helps with marketing. If you have an amazing client experience, guess what? People are going to talk about it. People will talk about you. People will talk about you when you're not around. People are going to love the thing that you are creating. Now, I think it's really important that we know kind of around about, you can never control the way that people think about your business, but you kind of know the narrative that they're going to be sharing their friends and family after they experience the journey that you've crafted for them. It's kind of like after someone watches a movie, you know what they're going to say. Like, was it funny? Was it horrific? Was it this? Was it that? And you crafted the story. So you know roughly what people are going to say about that movie. So a full client experience is kind of like a movie. From start to finish, you are crafting every touch point and you're allowing people to come through that whole scene. And if you're a really good storyteller, then you're really good at crafting a client experience. Now with marketing, you want people to talk about your business. It is the thing that allows you to scale. Like if you can not only put your content out there, do ads, do everything else, and then you reach your inner circle, and then you give them an amazing client experience. And from there, they tell all their friends and family about it. And now that is a result of your client experience, not from the output of marketing that you put in the first place, which means the definition of scaling a business is a business growing exponentially just like that without you putting more input into it. A lot of the times we think that to grow a business, scale a business, we need to work harder. We need to work a lot more, but really it's not. If you work smarter this way and you can create something that's so irresistible and so incredible that people can't not talk about it, then the word will spread and it will grow bigger than yourself. I've seen it happen many a times. It's happened to me with many different projects. And it's a really fun space to be in, and it does come back to that client experience. So I want to ask you right now, is your client experience good, and is it good enough for people to talk about it and it's crafting some more marketing for you? I've got to say this thing. If you're bad at client experience and your client experience is terrible, you're probably getting negative reviews and people are probably telling you you're too expensive, they can't afford you, you're out of their price range. They get on your website, they're confused, they don't know what your prices are, they don't know what your services are, they just don't know. There's no buying decisions, there's no desire, there's no trust, there's no information, like they just cannot make a decision, right? So I want you to think about that. If you've got a good client experience, then people won't even notice. So you won't get good reviews, but you won't get bad reviews. People will just expect it to be the way it is. And we do business all the time where it's just a good experience. Like think about the last time you went down to the supermarket and you walked in, you bought something and then you checked out and it was just really easy and really convenient. Now, you wouldn't say that was a great experience and you wouldn't say it's a bad experience. It's just a good experience. You're not going to write a review about the experience on how you bought a chocolate bar and it was really easy at the supermarket. You expected it to be the way that it was. Does that make sense? And then we have great experiences. If you can create a great experience, this is where this episode comes into, because I want to talk about great experiences. Because if you can create a great experience, it means people will leave you a review on the experience. People will thank you. They'll send you a DM. They'll send you a text message. People will ring you. If you're a chef and you're creating an amazing experience, people will walk in there and they'll say, thank you, chef. That was an amazing meal. If you're a great waiter and you're doing such an amazing job, people will walk over and they'll give you a tip. Like if you're good and you create an amazing, exceptional experience, then people will tell everyone about it and they will even tell you about it. I just did a post today about a DM that I just got with someone thanking me about the experience that they just had with one of my workshops. And I'm like, if they are saying that to me and to my face, because no one says that to people, then I know they're having great conversations behind the scenes when I'm not in the room. And I can imagine the things that they're saying. So it goes to my marketing and everything else. So next thing is, number two is it creates value, and value will equal your price and your price equals value. So if you've listened to my podcast or you've come to any of my pricing workshops, you know that they literally equal each other, right? So if you want to increase your value, which means you can increase your price, we can do that by increasing the client experience. If they have a better experience with you, you can demand a higher price tag. It's sort of like, I know a lot of people use this as an analogy, but if you go and buy an Apple computer and it's a really good experience and the packaging is really nice and stuff, you expect to pay more than when you buy, for instance, a Dell computer that comes in a cardboard box and some bubble wrap. Just because the experience is different. It's nothing to do with the wrapping. It's nothing to do with any of that. It's the actual experience and how you felt when you bought from that brand. Which leads me to number three. Crafting a really amazing client experience is going to build you a brand. And building a brand takes a long time. So you can't just launch a website and a brand new logo and think you've built a brand. Brand comes with equity from inside the industry of you showing up over and over. So how many points have you put into the industry and how many times have you given without expecting anything in return? How many times have you shown up? How many times have you given to your clients? Like maybe it's an extra follow-up email. Maybe it's a little bit of advice. Maybe it's something. And so often we don't do it because we feel like nobody's watching. But I got to say this, it's a compound effect. If you want to build a real brand, it's you showing up when no one's watching. And it's you serving when no one's watching, no one's listening, no one's hearing, and just doing it anyway. Because after a while, it compounds and people do notice. And trust me, people will notice. And then it turns into a brand. People know you because of the way that you act and the way that your brand makes people feel, just like Apple does. So this is really important. And no matter what niche you're in, I know a lot of digital marketers, when it comes to course creators and stuff, they always say, like, don't worry about building brand equity and stuff. It doesn't matter. It's all about like the ROI and the clicks and everything else. But honestly, like, I have built so many businesses now, and I've got to say, when I see the effect of my brand, it's starting to take hold. Even now with my education, I've been an educator since 2015, and I'm still just, I feel like, finding my feet and finding my brand and getting my brand out into the business or out into the world, so people are talking about me and what I'm doing. But it takes a long time, and it took a lot more than just a logo. So build that brand. So here's just a little story of someone that built a brand. And I always love using cafe as an analogy, because I owned a cafe and I owned a bar for a long time. So I want to take you back to when I started my career as a wedding photographer, 2013. I just opened up, my studio, and I was in a co-working space with a whole bunch of my friends, right? And in this co-working space, a cafe just opened up around the corner. And I went down there, and what I loved about this cafe, it was in a really busy area. There were so many cafes, and I was thinking, how are they going to survive? So many cafes, and this one was tiny. There wasn't really anything special that they were offering. Now, after a couple of months of going there, they got to know my name. They remembered my name, and I remember the guy that worked there. His name was Mars, and he worked and knew everyone's name, every local, and he knew their orders as well. And it was just such an amazing experience to walk into a place and they remember everything about you, and they made you feel like you belong there. Now, I remember one day he said, I hope you have a good day, Jai. And he threw me a muffin and said, this one's on me. And so I couldn't believe it. I was just so happy. It was the morning. Walked into my studio. I told everyone. I was like, man, you guys got to go down. You got to meet Mars. He's amazing. He just gave me a muffin. Like, check it out. This is so good. And then everyone decided, it's like 15 of us, let's go to lunch. So we all went down there for lunch, and the place was busy. And then the next day, you know, everyone was like, that place was amazing. I'm telling my friends. And then they told their friends, and their friends told their friends. And within a few months, this place was so busy. And they competed with everybody else. And I think about that. The experience was, they just remembered my name. They humanized it. And then just given something so small, like a muffin, that might have cost them $3. So many business owners, they try not to give anything away to anyone for free, because they think they're getting undervalued and people are taking advantage of them. And they miss the point. If you can create a brand that shows up and it gives more than it takes, people will notice, and people will always give back. It's the reciprocity effect. So I think that's really important to think about in your business when you're showing up and you're worried about how much money you're spending or how much time you spend on just one person because you think nobody's watching. At the end of the day, if you're building a brand, man, someone's watching. So here's something that I want you to do, a little practical tip, and I teach this inside the Six-Figure Business Map when it comes to branding. It can be really easy. It doesn't need to be a hard thing. But what I want you to do is I want you to draw a straight line, maybe across your whiteboard, and I want you to make markers at every touch point that someone has with your business. Now, no matter what niche or product that you sell, this is going to work for you. If you're a coach, if you have a nan and pop store, if you are a photographer, if you are a designer, you can always do this and people find you in different ways. If you sell e-com, people are going to find you and they're going to experience your business. So let's use an example as myself as a photographer. When people came through, they found me on social media. Then from there, they would come and they'll send me a DM sometimes. Then they'll get on and look at my website. And then from the website, they'll look around the buying information. They'll see the desire, the trust. They'll see the testimonials, where I am. They'll see all the information. They'll see my portfolio, create desire. Then they'll go, oh, I'm going to send them an inquiry. They'll get an inquiry, send it over. They knew, got expectations. They knew I was going to get back to them within a few hours. Then I do. And then it goes on from there. You know, then I meet with them, then I follow up with them, and then, I, you know, so on and so forth. And I think it's really important that you think about every single touch point. You're creating a journey. You're crafting a story for them to go through. Now, if you don't, it's all going to be super random. So another example is I'm a course creator. So when someone buys one of my programs, like they find me the way that they find me. Then when they get into my funnel, so when they join like one of my freebies, when they show up for my webinar, how they feel when they're waiting for my webinar, how I made them feel with the stories, with the emails, with the colors, with the images, with everything else. Then the value that I provide, like how do they feel with that? How do they feel with the ads? How do they feel with the program? How do they feel when they paid, when they handed over their credit card and they paid with me? Like I think about every single touch point all the way through. So this is really important for you to do this, because at the end of it, if you have one touch point that's just not strong, it's going to bring down your whole client experience. One example of this is a lot of people, and this is something to live by, you need to make your business easy for you, and you need to make your business easy for your clients. Most people try and make it easy for you as the business owner, and they make it hard for their clients. One example of this is if you don't accept credit cards, for example. So many people, I know a lot of service-based businesses that I like to do business with, like they will say, no, I don't accept credit cards because it costs me a little bit in fees. And I say, well, I'm probably not going to work with them for very long. And I think about this, like what are the terrible client experience that they're making it easy for them and cheap for them, but hard for me, you know, and it makes no sense. So I want you to think about that with your business right now. Are you doing that in any touch point? Because if, no matter how good these service-based businesses I work with, no matter how good they are, when it comes to the point that it's really hard for me to, you know, give them money and I've got to learn a new platform or got to load money onto a new platform or I got to do an international transfer or got to, you know, put on Wise or I've got to open up a PayPal account and make it happen or whatever it is, I got to do an international transfer, which is an absolute pain. You know, no one wants to do that. So I think about it. I'm like, the rest of the experience doesn't matter because that was a bad experience. And so now I see everything as a terrible experience. I'm like, you would rather me work longer to try and get you money because you didn't want to pay some fees. Like, think about that for a moment. Like, it makes no sense, right? So you're now diminishing the whole client experience that you put together because we could sometimes think it's just the packaging of our stuff is the great client experience, it's not everything else, but it's not. It's everything else. It's not the big thing like the packaging. Those things are the cherry on top, but all the way through, it needs to be an amazing experience. So for me, if someone contacts me and they want to buy one of my courses and they're like, Jai, I know you got a 12-month payment plan. Can we do it in 6? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Jai, I know that you do credit card. Can I do Amex? Of course you can. Jai, can I do bank transfer? Absolutely. Jai, can I pay you in Bitcoin? Absolutely. However it is to take your money, man, I'm open for business. This business works for you and it works for me. And I make sure that I'm always looking after you and making it as easy as possible, especially when it comes to a point like that, which is always a pain point for someone to hand over their money, to make it so easy that they're like, this is amazing. So that is just one thing that I think about every single touch point. I want you to draw all of that out. So next is, I want you to think about your business and your business being separate to yourself. A lot of people, we act as if our business is us. Even if you're a solo entrepreneur, it's still not you. You've probably registered this entity. It's completely separate to you. You know, a lot of people say it's like starting a business is like having a baby and you need a village to run the thing. For some reason, we need a village to run a baby, but we need just ourselves to run a whole business and we don't try and get help from anybody. So what we tend to do, especially as solo entrepreneurs, is we try and do everything ourselves, like everything. And then what ends up happening is you say that you're too busy. I'm too busy to come out for dinner. I'm too busy to make new connections. I'm too busy to take on that job. Too busy to get back to emails. That's why it took me so long to get back to that email. I'm too busy to respond to those inquiries. I'm too busy. So you're too busy, but what about your business? Why is it sitting in idle while it's waiting for you to be too busy, you know, and it's waiting for you to not have anything on your plate? So what's happening is I believe you're probably spending all your money from your business on you and you're taking all the money, which means the business is left on just working on your time frame and it's restricted by you. So maybe it's time to hire somebody to get back to those emails. So it's not a you problem, it's a business problem. I mean, the business is sitting there waiting for someone to get back to these emails and you're sitting there saying, oh, you're too busy. That shouldn't be a business problem. We need to fix those problems in our business and we need to make sure that people can still do business with us regardless if I'm too busy. If I'm having a day off in my business is still running. You still write me an email. Someone's still going to get back to you. Someone's still going to do a post on social media. Stuff is still happening. Emails are still going out. People can still watch my programs. You know, it's really important that your business runs like a business. So right now with your business, and I think about this, we actually was hiring a educator to come and work with us. And this is a really sought after educator. They're really amazing. And I worked with so many educators and this is for like one of my summits. And this educator just didn't get back to any of our emails for so long. Like, yeah, I'm keen. And then it didn't get back to our emails. Anyway, it got way too hard to work with them. So I ended up taking them off the list. And then they got a little bit upset about getting taken off the list. And I was like, unfortunately, we can't wait for your business because it's just too busy, so it seems. And every other educator has a PA. Like, why don't you have one? You know, so it's a simple problem to fix. But what you've done is you're making it easy for you because you don't want to hire someone, which makes it hard for me as the client. I'm trying to give you money to speak at one of my things, and you're making it so hard for me that I have to counsel. Does that make sense? So I want you to think about that. Are you losing opportunities right now because you're not getting back to inquiries? Are people just waiting for you? Is things just waiting? Like, you're not updating your website because you've got to do it. Like, why do you have to do everything? Are you really that special and that amazing that you have to do every single thing? You're better than all the designers. You're better than all the PAs. You're better than everyone that can do anything for you. So maybe, I reckon you could probably pay yourself a little bit less and then pump more money into the business and then allow more people to work with you. And then from there, you can put more time into sales, into marketing, into growing the top end, getting more leads, creating more content, getting known into the marketplace. It's the most important thing you got to do in your business. Get known by everyone everywhere. And then maybe put more time into spending more time following up on your clients. Spend more time with your clients. Spend more time DMing your clients. Spend more time talking to them, taking them to coffee. That's an amazing client experience. So next thing I want to talk about is pattern interrupt. Now, this is where we talk about from going good to great. If you do just walk into the supermarket, like I said before, and you bought a chocolate bar and then you walk out, you are not interrupted by that because that was just what you expected. Now, imagine, here's a pattern interrupt. Imagine if you walked into the supermarket and there was someone standing there, maybe they're wearing a suit and tie, and they said, Jai, what are you looking for? And I said, oh, well, I'm looking for this chocolate bar. And they're like, stay right here. I'm going to go get it for you. They went and got it for me. And then they brought it back. And then they checked it out for me, took my credit card, swiped it. And then they're like, here you go. All done. That would be a pattern disruptor because I walked in and I didn't expect that to be the experience I was going to get today. And I'd probably tell everyone about that experience. Oh, this crazy thing happened today in the supermarket. So an example of this as well is like if you buy a new iPhone or a Mac computer, like 5 years ago, it was a pattern, or 10 years ago, it was a pattern disruptor because it was really nice packaging and branding. But today, it's no longer like that because it's just the same as it's always been. So I've even watched people on social media and they literally just go through and they're like, oh yeah, well, the box, you know what it's going to look like. It's always good. You know, the clients no longer get the same dopamine hit, and it's just expected. You expect that. So what we want to do is we want to create disruption, like a pattern disruptor in the experience that we create for our clients. And it doesn't matter what niche you're in, this is going to work really well for you. Now, I want you to think about this. If you are just sending out, for example, you're sending out like a little gift pack because someone just signed up to your services and you feel like that's what everyone else does, so you can do the same thing. And maybe it's just like a little hamper and it's got a couple of gift cards in it and it's, you know, a couple little packages, maybe some cookies. Like, that is probably not going to be a disruptor. Like, people are like, yeah, that's nice, but it's not a disruption. So a disruptor could be something else. And I want you to lean in here because this is going to be a little secret that's really going to change the game for you. It doesn't matter what niche you're in. It doesn't matter what product you sell, what business that you have. The most valuable things you can give is connections and network. So if you can connect somebody to somebody, then that is going to be the most valuable thing you can do. So in this example, instead of giving that hamper, something that I could do is I could contact my favorite florist. I could get my favorite florist to hand deliver some flowers to my client, and I could have a note and I could talk about why this florist is my favorite, why they should be connected. Maybe they should use this florist. These are my favorite flowers and everything else. And all of a sudden, this is a disruptor. It's really personable. And it's something like I've just connected to them with somebody else that I really like. So it's a recommendation. Another example of this is if you're listening to my podcast right now, I know that you probably love listening to podcasts and you probably love a recommendation. So if you're on my newsletter, which I know many of you guys are, I send out a monthly newsletter and I always talk about what book I'm reading or what podcast I'm currently listening to. And so what I'm doing is I'm saying like, hey, guess what? I'm bringing you into my inner circle. This is what's in my earbuds every day. This is what I've been listening to. This is what I'm enjoying. These are the movies I've been watching. These are the Netflix series I've been watching. And I'm bringing you into my inner circle, which makes you feel more connected. And it creates an amazing client experience because I'm not trying to hold back and not get you to not listen to my podcast. I'm allowing you to listen to everybody else's and also giving you the reason why you need to listen to these other ones. So what I'm doing here is the opposite to scarcity, is I'm sharing with you a good recommendation, and then you are going to always remember me for sharing that recommendation with you. So you're going to associate me with that recommendation, which creates an amazing client experience, and you'll probably trust me even more. Now, if I only just talked about my own podcast and that was the only thing, that's not a good experience. Like, it's okay, but it's not an amazing client experience. It's not a disruptor because there's no connections there and there's nothing else. So I do want you to think about right now, in the world of AI and all the things that are automated, how can you go the opposite to automated, and how can you create something that is really personable to your clients, that puts a lot more thought into it, that helps them create a new connection, that helps them expand their network, and that helps them get connected to your inner circle? Like, how could you do that? Because if you can do that right now with your client experience in every touch point, you're going to change the game. That is an amazing client experience in 2023 going into 2024. Not so much just the hamper pack or the good gift wrapping, or there's other little automated things that a lot of other people that are doing. So go above and beyond, make business easy for you, of course, but make business even easier for your clients at all expenses. If you can do that, then what you need to do, and if it gets hard or expensive for your business, then you just need to find a new way. There could be something else that you can do. You're just not brainstorming enough. There's always a cheaper way. There's always a more effective way. There's always a more impactful way that's always going to cost a lot less money. It's just that you're probably looking around and seeing what everyone else is doing and thinking that you might need to do the same. And that stuff may seem really expensive. So that's it. That's all that I wanted to share with you right now. Actually, one last bonus tip. I'm going to give you one last bonus tip. This is something that I see a lot of, especially service-based businesses do, and a lot of other people, is you reward people at the end of the client experience. So the end of the experience with you. So an example of that is maybe if you're a photographer, you take a deposit, you work with them, and at the very, very end, you give them a freebie, or you give them a discount for the next time they buy, or you give them a gift pack, or you give them something. And the problem is with that is they've already spent money with you, and you should make it an amazing experience straight away. So I always think about, you need to reward people as soon as they give you money. So as soon as they pay a deposit, why not reward them then? Like, give them something then. Allow them to experience something then. Even if it's something free, maybe it's a digital product, like whatever it is. But if you can do that, then they will be super fans all the way through the whole experience, and they will be really excited about every other touch point because they already got so much value from you, opposed to them spending a lot of money and then wondering if they made the right decision, then getting buyer's remorse because it feels like you just ghosted them after they, you know, you got the money. And then from there, it's really hard for them to move forward. So to get rid of buyer's remorse, that's what you need to do. Reward them for giving you money. Every time they give you money, reward them in some other way. What can you do right now in whatever business that you have? Because there's always things that you can do. There's always ways that you can show up, and there's always ways you can have a stronger client experience. You've been listening to Jai Long. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you at that live masterclass. Otherwise, if I don't see you there, I'm going to see you on the next episode.